This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to dial toll-free to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as we have been discussing the story here about the latest from the National Wildlife Refuge, according to TheAtlantic.com, apparently there is now a call coming from the refuge to Gavin Syme, who we've had actually on the show as a guest in the past from due to some of his activism that he's done with sort of standing up to the government. Gavin has been following the situation out there as well, and apparently he's been in direct contact with some of the occupiers. There is shouting going on, apparently, between the FBI and the occupiers in the National Wildlife
Refuge.
How
do we know that? Because the video, the stream is showing
up? No, Gavin was given a phone call. He's actually on live with them right now. Okay. I could bring this up on the air live. Obviously, there's a chance of some profanity, and we can go ahead and take that risk here. But as of just a moment before we came back from the news, there was someone shouting in the background of the phone, shouting towards the FBI about how the FBI could make a difference by standing with them rather than against them. So it sounds like the FBI has made a move in towards the occupation.
And there's a post from OregonLive.com that was last updated about 10 minutes ago that says the FBI moved some armored vehicles apparently near the camp. So There's definitely some sort of commotion going on.
Yeah, Gavin Syme is on with them. There's 11,000 people watching this feed right now. I'm going to take a chance here. We'll see if we can play some of the audio for you.
Just be wise. Seek God.
We're not threatening in any way.
Our hands are down. Our weapons are down. They're next to us.
Okay, what are all your names again? Tell everybody for those that are just getting on here.
Sean Anderson, Sandy Anderson, David Fry, and Jeff Banta.
Sandy, what do you have to say to the women of this country?
This man is saying he's a veteran, and I know he's got either a wife or a girlfriend at home, and he wants to go home. And get what? He's going to go home, and he's going to tell her that he killed a woman here tonight, and he should be proud of that, I bet. He says he's got a job to do. That's why he's doing this, he said. He's doing this for money. He's doing this for money.
Right.
It sounds like they may have sent some sort of hostage negotiator in.
Okay.
Some kind of negotiation.
Shut your lights off!
So here they are.
What you ask? How you doing? We ask. All of them. The guy down below, too. You still got your lights on.
So we'll continue to check in with this here as time goes on. Sounds like things are definitely coming to a head at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Four people remaining saying they've put their guns down, which indicates that
they have their guns down. That means they're pointing at the ground. That doesn't mean that they don't have them in their hands.
Could be. It does sound like they would prefer not to die in this particular situation. Otherwise, they would have begun firing already.
Sadly, the choices appear to be death or prison at this point.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. We'll post the link to this live stream on our Facebook and Twitter so you can tune in as well if you'd like to follow directly with what's going on. I did check the Defend Your Base YouTube channel. They are not streaming video, so they do have this may be the only audio available from what is going on as it develops here. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or anything that happens to be on your mind. James is in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How am I supposed to follow that?
Don't know, but here you are. So go ahead.
Yeah. You guys were talking either yesterday or Monday about how would water be delivered in a free market economy. And yep. I just wanted to give that from my perspective. I live pretty far out in rural Arizona, and I have a water tank. I don't have a well. And there are two water companies. I have a water tank on the back of my truck. And there are two water companies in town I can go to. One of them charges 75 cents to fill the tank. The other one's $1.25 to fill the tank.
How big is the tank?
250 gallons.
It costs $1 to fill a 250-gallon tank.
Yeah.
And then whatever gasoline it costs, you know, the fact that you have to have a pickup truck and whatever gasoline it costs to move it back and forth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the fuel to haul it, yeah. But, yeah.
That's really cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
I just haul a tank about every night up to the house and bump it into our storage tank. But the our neighbors behind us are on a community well where there's four or five houses that have gotten together and dug a well, and they share the water between those few houses. Or there's a community right next to us that has like five or six wells that go to a big storage tank up on the hill, and they get their water through a community well there.
Yeah, it can be done.
Cool, man. Thanks for sharing that with us. Anything else, James?
No, that was it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So, again, talking about different ways for people to acquire water in the absence of the government monopoly delivery system that that we've had.
It apparently poisons people whenever they feel like it.
Yeah, we did talk in detail about that the other night. Again, Gavin Stein's channel on YouTube now with 13,000 live viewers. We're going to check back in here, see if there's anything else developing.
He's moving the back one. They're coming around the back one.
He is on the line with the occupiers that remain at the Malheur.
He's saying because we came to help the Hammonds, that's over now, so we can just come out peacefully.
But the Hammonds are still in prison.
It's such a small charge, there's no reason to die. Well, then why are they here to kill us if it's such a small charge? With five MRAP vehicles?
Mark, can you hear me?
They brought out MRAPs.
Well, they don't want to get
armored
shot.
Vehicles.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take armored vehicles to go see these people, too, at this point. This has got to end some way or another, right?
It sounds like it may be ending tonight. I mean,
please, Mark! It can't work out like that! You have to go home, Mark!
Not sure who they're shouting at. Obviously, we're only getting a portion of
this. They might have the first name of the negotiator.
Could be. Or maybe they brought in one of the... you know, maybe they brought in one of their old buddies to try to bring him out. I don't know. You know, we're only able to get portions of the conversation, and it obviously started a little while ago, so we don't know how long this has been going on. I saw the post on Tom Knapp's Facebook page that this was actually going on. You know, if the feds have come in, if they've rolled in five MRAPs, as that guy just said, they're not going to likely retreat at this point. So... something
right.
is going to probably break here. Someone may begin shooting unless these people put their hands up and walk out.
Even
and
if
are
they
handcuffed.
Do put their hands up, someone may still shoot.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, certainly Lavoy Finicum was shot allegedly with his hands up just a few days ago. So we continue here from the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge.
4,000
people. Listening right now. You know that, right?
You guys, we have a cell.
Michelle!
Yes, I'm here. Assemblywoman.
Oh,
Lord! Sandra, are you there?
Yes! We're here now! It was bringing in terrorists! All the rest are being protected by them!
They have five MRAP vehicles here.
What?
In 100 feet of us.
We just have time!
They're trying to make us...
We just have time!
I can't hear you
we
because he's...
Yeah. Tell David to stop yelling a little
FBI
bit for
me. Can I hear me?
We need to get
the wall doesn't stop!
David, you can't hear Michelle. Tell me,
go ahead,
Michelle. Can hear me? Can I talk to the FBI?
They can't hear you.
They can't hear you. Okay, and we're not going near them. Okay, I don't blame you. Okay, so, listen. We need to be able to negotiate for me to come there. Do we have an FBI phone number?
Now, the woman you're hearing speaking is Michelle Fior, who we mentioned earlier in the Atlantic story. She's the Nevada State Assemblywoman who has close ties to the whole Bundy movement. And so we'll continue to share with you what is developing here out at the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge with several armored vehicles on the scene. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username's lrn.fm. Anyone who is following along here on the Gavin Syme channel on YouTube is hearing right now Michelle Fiore, who is a Nevada State Assemblywoman who, according to TheAtlantic.com, has close ties to the movement against federal control. She is supposedly traveling to Oregon with Cliven Bundy to attempt to try to negotiate or assist this. Now she's on the phone with Gavin Syme, who is a YouTube vlogger, who's also an activist, who's a, sort of a police accountability activist, and he seems to be a pretty freedom-oriented guy. We've had him on the show in the past. They're broadcasting live right now from the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. A call came to Gavin from the refuge. He's managed to patch that in to his YouTube live streaming account and is streaming now to 17,000 live listeners. You were saying, Mark?
Yeah, so this elected official's coming, and for whatever reason, the FBI, who's elected to not move on these people for many days,
yes,
has now decided to move on these people.
Correct. One of them saying there are five MRAP vehicles, armored mine resistant, I believe is what that stands for, armored personnel carriers, that have pulled up into close vicinity to where
they
the occupiers.
Within 100 feet.
Right, to where the occupiers are set up, which is basically they're at the front gate of the National Wildlife Refuge. I'm going to ask our board operator to not hit the dump button on this. I think that this is breaking news. I'm going to just play this audio out. They've been relatively unprofane in their particular statements so far, but obviously tension are high, so using this sort of the breaking news, I guess, excuse here for not censoring what's going on out there at the refuge.
Looking for David, people that you need to talk to Mark. You need to talk to her.
David, repeat my words to Mark, okay?
Now, Mark appears to be the hostage or the negotiator. There's no hostages, but the negotiator that the FBI has sent forward.
I have landed in Portland, Oregon.
I have landed in Portland, Oregon.
I am sitting here at the airport right now. I will let the FBI come and bring me to the refuge and negotiate this exit.
I will let the FBI take me to the refuge to negotiate this exit.
Peacefully?
Peacefully.
With no bloodshed.
No bloodshed.
I don't know how she's going to pull that off. I'm not sure how this assemblywoman thinks that she's going to bring something else to the table here. She's not going to get the FBI to drop the charges. I mean, the reason why this standoff is happening is because the individuals in question, the four remaining occupiers, had told the FBI that they're not going to give up, they're not going to leave until the FBI gives them the guarantee that the FBI will not charge them with something. The FBI is not going to do that.
The way a negotiation works, Ian, is you get the parties that have some interest in the situation to give up something. Now, the FBI
is not going to do that.
Has no interest.
Right.
They have no interest because, you know, they're going to get paid one way or the other. They're going to go home one way or the other. Everything's the same. The only people that have an interest are the people that are the holdouts. They're going to have to give up something. And what they're going to have to give up is their freedom in order to live.
That's right.
Yes. And this woman is hopefully going to show up and be able to talk them out of their position. Turn yourself in. It's basically all she's going to be able to talk them into
ultimately
doing.
Ultimately, I suspect that's the case. But it's going to take a certain amount of talking, especially from people they trust, to get that to happen. So the best thing for her to do is just that.
I'm going to go to prison!
Okay.
We're back live.
She has connections, Mark. There's lots of people with connections, Mark.
Okay, I asked my board op not to drop that, but he did. I don't know if he was monitoring what we said, but I would prefer to allow this to go out as it is happening. I understand that the tensions are high, and
this is
breaking news. This is live, and this is happening because of the government. It's the government who's creating this situation here.
It's not like it's a cuss fest either.
Yeah, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to comment on this, he said it was his reflex. The board op has apologized.
I understand completely.
Yeah, totally.
Let me put out this number. Everybody, the Portland FBI, this is the main number. Call and tell them to contact Michelle Fiore.
That's the voice of Gavin Stein. He's the channel operator here.
4181, option 0. 503-224-4181. Tell everybody listening, call the FBI.
You're going to just escort them to do their work, and then you guys were going to leave. That was the plan, Mark. Not some kind of setup, man. And now it's not going to end.
Okay.
Double cross them.
Well, of course, the FBI are going to double cross.
Sit there. I mean, is that what you guys plan on doing? If we don't come out, you guys are going to sit right there?
Okay. Listen to me.
Mark, how do you plan on ending this if we don't come out? Mark, how do you plan on ending this if we don't come out?
Why are they refusing to have a peaceful resolution? Why
Mark,
is the FBI refusing? They don't want a peaceful
resolution.
They don't want a peaceful resolution. They want to kill us.
Yeah, my brother is a better man than you because he knows what he's doing.
I'm actually surprised the FBI hasn't managed to cut the phone call off at this point. They did have the ability previously to shut off the phones of the individual occupiers that remain. There are only four left at the National Wildlife Refuge. And David Fry, who you heard shouting into the phone earlier, or actually I don't think he's holding the phone, but he's shouting loud enough to it's pretty distorty sounding. He's the guy who's been streaming video over at the Defend Your Base YouTube channel, and somehow he got back phone access. Maybe it's his phone that they're calling out on, and that's why the Defend Your Base channel isn't streaming video live at this moment. So, I don't think the FBI is just going to pack it up.
No,
at this point.
They've taken this ground. They've now surrounded them with five MRAP vehicles.
I don't know if they're surrounded, but there are definitely quite a few MRAPs out there. It's not clear.
Where are they going to go?
Yeah. They're not going to go anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
the MRAPs are there, and if the FBI is smart, they've got them surrounded. If not, you know, they've got them boxed in, and there's just nothing they're going to do.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, under siege from the FBI at the moment with multiple MRAP vehicles. This is the live stream coming out of there from the Gavin Stein YouTube channel, as apparently...
She's begging, please, let the FBI talk to her.
It won't.
Okay.
That's because they're not going to negotiate.
Yeah. He says they don't have. She doesn't have jurisdiction. Of course she doesn't have jurisdiction. But, I mean, you know, so what? Why do they care? If they really want a resolution, if the FBI wants a resolution to this, you know, let talk to the assembly lady. You know? They don't want that.
No, they're prepared for a fight, and that's why they rolled in with the armored trucks here. We'll continue. I'll monitor as we come back here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we will play more of the audio on the air here. You're welcome to comment, though. This is still a talk show, and it is still open phones, so you can still comment on anything that you want to discuss, whether it's the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge or not. Now, Gavin Stein with 19,943 live viewers.
Incredible.
On his YouTube channel for this video, which started at around 10,000 when we tuned in. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio. Your comments welcome on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. Your thoughts on the federal government rolling in armored vehicles here tonight. There is someone who is named Mark, who is apparently trying to negotiate the occupiers to give themselves up. There's also a woman on the line. Gavin Syme has the streaming YouTube channel right now live. There's a phone call someone made from the occupiers at the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge to Gavin. He had contacted them previously. He'd been in touch with them before, and they called him. He's put them on his YouTube channel. We've been streaming live audio from it, and it's a pretty tense situation. Obviously, you've got four of the occupiers remaining there. They've been there now for a couple of weeks alone. They, as you know, if you've been paying attention to this situation, the occupiers, many of them have already been arrested by the federal government. The feds want the remaining occupiers to be arrested and charged with not just impeding a federal officer, which could face up to 6 years in prison on that charge, a conspiracy charge, but also now for fortifying their encampment there against the federal government. And, you know, we had the intention tonight of just kind of giving you an update on what was going on. But
and
during,
then it just broke.
Right. During this hour, the news broke that the feds had moved in tonight, and that's what's going on right now. We were monitoring. Actually, we streamed out. We skipped the commercials on our live stream So anyone who is listening to Free Talk Live on the live stream at freetalklive.com, you did hear the live stream from Gavin's channel during the commercials there. And it sounds like what's going on is there's an assemblywoman from Nevada who's traveled up there, Michelle Fior. She's attempting to get in touch with the FBI. She's given her cell phone number, or she's been given a number, I guess, on via text, because they don't want to give out the number on the YouTube channel, given that there are now 23,400 people watching it live.
I'm looking at the chat, and it's just flying by.
Yeah. I mean, you get 1,000 people watching live, you get a busy chat on YouTube, but they've got 23,000. And you don't want to give out a phone number there of the assemblywoman, because then
somebody will just light it up.
The chat trolls will then light it up. You know, you've got people here watching this who want to see this end in bloodshed. And so some of those people would call. Obviously, supporters would call, and the woman would never be able to actually get in touch with the FBI. So they did send a text to her. She's waiting at the airport in Portland in order to be picked up by someone. She wanted the FBI to come get her, but they're not listening. So one of the supporters of the wildlife refuge folks, the occupiers, is going to apparently come and get her from the airport and then I guess drop her off at one of the FBI checkpoints surrounding the wildlife refuge. That's the plan, which presumes that she'll be able to get from Portland, and maybe one of you could pick up, maybe go to Google Maps and check Burns, Oregon to Portland, Oregon, and see just exactly how far away this lady is from this situation, because right now this is a hot zone, right? You've got multiple federal agents, according to the occupiers, 5 MRAP mine-resistant armored personnel carriers have pulled up, presumably full of federal agents, and, you know, this...
5 hours. 282 miles.
5 hours away from the airport, so, yeah, this is probably going to be over before this woman arrives on the scene to do whatever it is that she thinks she's going to be doing. We're going to continue.
Boise was closer than Portland.
Let me pull up the live feed here, which you're playing unedited.
Tell Reverend Grandma Michelle Fioriano is
Assemblywoman Michelle Fiori is in Portland on the ground, willing to negotiate a peaceful resolution and exit strategy.
And let me speculate as far as why she flew into Portland instead of Boise. Boise is not that big of a city, so they're not going to have as many flights. So if you need a last-minute flight, Portland is, you know, a much more major city.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a hub an airline, but it is a major city, so they're going to have more flights going there.
Burns is closer to Nevada than it is to Portland. That doesn't mean that just because she's a Nevada assemblywoman that she was, like, up in the northwestern corner of Nevada, but I'm just saying that, I don't know, flying may not have been the best choice.
I'm going to bring Jeff on the line. He's in Illinois, and Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for playing this, by the way, you know, because I'm not listening to other stations. I mean, how can you when you're hearing this, right? And also, Jack McLam and Bo Grice had diffused the Ruby Ridge thing with Randy Weaver. You know, they had negotiated and got it settled without bloodshed. Well, I mean,
Ruby Ridge, there was the death of Randy Weaver's wife and child.
I apologize. You're correct. I apologize. I realized after I said without bloodshed. I stand corrected. But I meant to say without everyone being annihilated is what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
You are correct. You know. So yes, and it just shows you the bloodthirsty nature of these. You know, like Lon Herucci, the sniper who had murdered. You know. Mrs. Weaver out there and stuff like that. So, and look at the military weapons they're using against the people here. Whereas, like over in Iraq, they don't give troops adequate equipment, but then they use the best equipment they can over here, you know, totally over the top.
Jeff, how do you think this is going to end tonight?
Well, it looks like that the federal agents are trying to push it to end it before she can get there. I suspect that they're trying to do that, you know. I didn't realize she was so far away, but, if you pray, you know, pray and ask, this can be ended peacefully and help the whole overall cause of liberty and everything.
Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. I don't think it's going to help the cause of liberty in any way, shape, or form. Ultimately, you know, with dead occupiers at this, you know, what may be the worst case scenario here, I'm not sure how that's going to help anything for freedom.
And Representative Fiore is from Clark County, mm-hmm. which is the Las Vegas area. Yes, yeah. It's 11 hours of a drive from Clark County to right. Burns.
So she's on the ground in Portland as well. We continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More live audio from Gavin Syme.
They don't want to. They won't even listen to us. Anything that we tell them, they don't listen.
It's recorded. This is all recorded. Okay, this is all recorded. They cannot.
And they still don't hear. We told them it's recording live stream.
Based on those points, right? We told us in here, and look, guys, those guys were shooters. They were shooting out from the sky. Those bullets weren't landed anywhere.
Neither have we.
Of course, they were looting. They were burning things down.
It doesn't matter, David. They promised they wouldn't come in and do this.
Well, when the government tells you they're not going to do something, you're going to have to not believe them because
tell
they break every promise they ever make.
Yeah, that's true. Now, one thing that I can promise you is Sherry's Berries, and you can get them for $19.99 by using code FTL over at berries.com. We're going to continue with the audio here, but obviously Valentine's Day is right around the corner. For those of you who live through the night, you'll be able to get Sherry's Berries. Berries.com, BERRIES.com. That's where you can go to place your order for your loved ones. These are delicious strawberries that are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You probably can't deliver them to federal prison, but otherwise, anywhere else, you can send these things in there.
I love the segues here. They're tying them into the story. This is devastating news. And do you want devastating good strawberries?
They really are good. And so you'll be happy with them. Absolutely. Go to berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in code FTL. And then don't forget to double the order for just $10 more. Berries.com. BERRIES.com.
Do it before you forget because Valentine's Day is coming. Well, at least for the rest of us.
There's no reason for them to shoot you. There is absolutely no reason for them to fire upon you. Four people that have not pointed any weapons at them, correct?
Correct.
But you know they'll say we did like they said with LaVoy, and he wasn't even armed. His weapons are here.
Hmm. I thank you, Sean. I totally understand that. So, listen to me. There is a rule of law, you guys, and the world is watching. We have to show them that we have obeyed law. We have obeyed the U.S. Constitution, and we respect the rule of law, and they have to respect the rule of law, too. And we will hold them accountable.
Well, that is a nice idea. And, of course, you would expect an assemblywoman to say something like that. But clearly, it's a rule of men with guns. And the men with guns in this case, the men with more guns, are the federal government agents who are now making their move against the National Wildlife Refuge occupiers. We'll continue with live coverage here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
Jermaine here. If you want to comment, you are welcome to. Phones are always open at 855-453. We're playing audio. You can hear it in the background a little bit of the Federal Wildlife Refuge, the remaining four occupiers, federal government rolling in, MRAPs, presumably loaded full of armed federal agents.
They're rolling forward now. They've moved. They're moving in according to the words of the occupiers.
Right. During the break there, according to the woman on the phone, she says they're rolling forward now 50 yards away from them. There's a state assemblywoman from Nevada on the line with them trying to talk them basically into surrendering, but also claiming that they should wait until she arrives, but she's 5 hours away.
Six.
And she's in Portland now, going to supposedly get a ride out there. It's developing. We're going to play this audio uncut and live as it airs here.
Says that we will all come out together when she gets here.
They won't even... She can know that.
There's four people remaining.
Yes. They can hear us through the live stream right now, Michelle. Okay.
Repeat my words then. Tell them that you will rescue the refuge. I will walk you out of the refuge. Tell them that.
I don't think the feds are going to want to wait around for this. They're making their move here. Now 31,000-plus people watching on the Gavin Stein live channel on YouTube.
Plus however many are listening to this show. And anything else that is broadcasting this.
So let's continue.
Mark, you can hear me on this? Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore is at the Portland Airport, and when she gets here, we'll have to be on the FBI
We'll transport her to the left
here with you, and we will exit together.
And we will all exit together.
Well, if they're willing to exit with the assemblywoman, why don't they just exit now? I mean, if they are willing to give up after going this far, and I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm not saying they should have a firefight here. I'm not saying that. But that's what they have been saying, right? Like, if you move on us, we're going to shoot you. That
and how's
kind of
it look for the FBI negotiator if he's like, oh, well, we had to wait another 6 hours for the assemblywoman to get there, and then she takes all the national credit and blah, 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 blah. I mean, this guy's worried about his career and that sort of thing.
And so is she, right? That's a good point. She's looking for the credit. She's looking for, you know, the publicity that's going to surround
this. She's not going to be nearly as famous. She's not going to move up in the political sphere by sitting at the Portland airport, so...
The Bible says we have the right to defend ourselves.
Oh, by the way, let's go back to something they said while our radio listeners weren't able to hear during one of our breaks. The assemblywoman on the line was telling them to repeat these things that she was saying to them over to the FBI, who are within earshot. And she says, "We're law-abiding citizens." Well, you know, obviously the federal government ignores the laws that they're at, you know, whenever they want. But these people have allegedly broken some laws by going and occupying the federal government's territory.
Everybody breaks a law every day because there are so many of them.
And then they were apparently also praying for a peaceful end to this conflict. But again, if they want this to end without shots being fired, they should probably start yelling about how they're putting their hands up and are going to walk out.
Yes.
And they don't. In this case, you still have a standoff where neither side is willing to give up their, you know, to give up. You know, no, the feds aren't going to turn around. They're not going to walk out of there. They're not going to roll the MRAPs back at this point. This the side of the Malheur occupiers is not going to budge, at least thus far. And so something is going to break here. And, you know, I don't relish that, but that's likely what's going to happen.
David, they're not listening. Just come back to your conversation. They're not listening.
Everybody's desperate.
Oh, yeah, David may have snapped at this point. He just keeps shouting at the feds. They're trying to, like, rein him in.
This is his job. He has to do this. To kill Americans.
He's shouting so loud, I can't even really understand. It's become distorted.
No, well, it's
live radio.
40 yards away, you know.
He's talking to Reverend Graham right now.
Okay, good.
Sean is.
Okay. I just want you guys to stay conscious with me.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I can't let the crosstalk go on too long. It's a little too confusing.
It's a confusing situation, and likely to not get any less confusing until everybody's on the ground with handcuffs, you know, so.
Or bullets in them. Assuming that handcuffs is even an option.
Well, I don't think that prayer is going to solve this much, but I do pray that that nobody dies tonight. Not there.
The stream continues. 33,900 people watching live on the Gavin Syme YouTube channel. We have linked to the live stream from our Facebook and our Twitter. If you want to tune into this, obviously Free Talk Live is only here live for a short period of time more this particular evening, and so I expect there's going to be some sort of news here at some point. And
it doesn't seem like the FBI is going to just roll back those MRAPs.
Nope, it doesn't seem that way. And one thing's for sure, without video, and it's, let's see, right now 9:53, it's probably dark there on the West Coast. It's 6:53 as we're doing this. So likely any video would be pretty much useless unless there's a lot of illumination from headlights or something like that. But it's, you know, I think that hopefully David Fry will stop shouting and pull out his cell phone and start recording, because that would be a lot more useful. Because at this point, if the feds start
pull it out real slow,
if the feds start shooting, then as the guy said, as I think it was Sean, who's one of the occupiers, said, they could just lie. The occupiers are claiming they're not pointing any guns at the federal agents.
Right, but we have no evidence of that other than their claim.
Right, there's no proof of that, and similarly, there will be no proof that the feds, of whatever the Fed story is, especially after they slaughter these people.
They don't need proof.
Especially because they're not, if they shoot, if somebody starts shooting, it's likely that all, in my opinion, it's likely all four of them will be killed. Because if one of them is left alive, then he can tell a different story, right? And so, I mean, that's my prediction here. I hope that doesn't come true.
And the pirate code is dead men tell no tales.
Yep, exactly. And so all then we would have would be whatever comes across this open line to Gavin Syme, which that's just audio. It's not proof anybody did anything.
Listen to me. I will not hang up the phone with you. Okay?
She's not going to hang up the phone with us.
Okay.
She's going to hold them accountable.
Okay, Sandy. Sandy.
That's Gavin.
Try and get everybody together. Get David. Get Sean. Let's stop for a moment and have a prayer, okay? Let's try and get calmed down a little bit.
Let's have a prayer. Let's
get everybody over there.
Let's have a prayer.
Let's have a prayer together.
Get around the phone and let's pray together, okay?
Are we ready? Are we ready? Okay, are we all together? Are we all?
David's praying.
David?
Did he just start like, okay, barking like a chicken? Okay. What was that?
Hold on, we're gonna have a
He's shouting okay. something at the feds.
Calm it down.
Okay, are we ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Yes.
Okay, who wants
you
to
guys,
go?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear God, dear Jesus, please protect us. We are law-abiding citizens, and we want a peaceful exit. We need your guidance, and we know your hand is on us. We are going to exit this refuge safe and alive, and we are going to teach the world the Constitution and their rights. God, we need you to lead us.
Highly doubt that they're going to be teaching the world the Constitution from their prison cell, if they get out of this alive.
Feel the calm, understand, I am here, God is here, we are here together, and they, everyone is watching.
Okay, guys.
The world is watching, you guys.
Let's.
And just keep talking to God, keep praying, and let me tell you something, you think about
your life, oh my
God. Listen, okay, it's okay. I don't care.
I'm sorry. Why can't they back down until tomorrow when you're here, and then we have a witness when they take us in?
Okay, so
they don't want witnesses.
Yeah, okay, what would be the point in that?
That's why they don't record their interrogations.
That's FBI policy to not record interrogations.
And I'm not going to leave, and we're going to exit this and get out of this together. Okay.
I hope she's right. I mean, I really do. Okay, I don't.
Me too.
I don't want to see.
Why don't we continue?
You know, more people die here.
Peace, okay?
Okay. Let's continue. Okay. So,
but presumably they don't want to go to prison. And right now, the federal government has told these people. There was a video earlier posted at the Defend Your Base YouTube channel, where David Fry, who's the man who's been shouting in the background here and kind of losing it, he had said that the FBI had told them they're going to be charging them with fortifying. So it's apparently an additional charge because they had fortified their position there at the front gates, which is where all of this is going down now, with MRAFs just 50 yards away, supposedly rolling in on them. This congressperson from Nevada coming in to supposedly try to save the day. And we are out of time for tonight for Free Talk Live, and we'll certainly update you on this tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Good luck.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.